The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to speak to Mia Ritchie, and her AIM Netball Academy just launched. Mia, this is great news for you.
Yeah, very, very excited, I must admit. I've been meaning to do something like this for a couple of years, but obviously the pandemic hit, and then circumstances with my job changed, and I just thought, do you know what? You only get one life, so why not do something that you enjoy and that you want to do? And I've always wanted to give back to netball, so I thought, what better way than starting my own academies? AIM Netball Academy has launched, as I'm sure many people have seen on social media. And the first thing is some summer camps starting in the middle of July, so about when schools break up, and lots of things for various age groups, starting from only 6 years old for my mini sessions, some day camps, and then on to anything performance. So from 13 to 19 year olds, if you've played at a county level or more. And I've had people sign up that want to trial internationally for age groups, for franchises. So I'm really catering for lots of abilities, and can't wait to get going, really.
This is nice for you, obviously, giving back as well. But are you finding there's more specific areas that people have snapped up first? Like there's trialing for Super League, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. The kind of 16 to 19 performance sessions have been snapped up really quickly. They're nearly at capacity, to be honest. There's literally a couple of spaces remaining, which is great, because I think obviously when franchise age group sessions stop, there isn't a lot for those who are maybe just finishing GCSEs, about to start university. They need netball over the summer, especially if they're going to trial for franchises within the next couple of weeks, month or so. So I thought, what better way to start it than giving them some pre-season sessions to put them in the best shape to put themselves forward for a franchise or a county or an international spot.
Give us an idea of where they're taking place and if there's any costs involved.
So because I'm based kind of in the New Forest in the Hampshire area, and there's only one of me. To begin with, I've started in the south, so mainly in Southampton. So Oasis Academy School in Southampton and Woolhampton School in Lymington. So the performance sessions will be in Southampton, where my mini sessions and some younger day camps will be at Woolhampton, the Lymington area. But I'm looking to kind of broaden the area as well. So always looking for venues, hopefully going to start something in Dorset in the coming months, just working with somebody there, but initially to start with, it's just mainly in the south, specifically kind of Lymington and Southampton, because that's where I'm based. But I would love to branch out eventually when I get kind of, it gets bigger and more coaches on board, to other areas of the country, I guess.
We can follow you, AIM Netball. Great to see you working with our faves, Flyhawk, for Kit. And give us a bit of an insight on what that was like working with Steph, and I suppose why it's important to have female-focused netball brands.
Yeah, absolutely. I've known Steph for a long time. We used to play together when we were younger. And for me, when she set up Flyhawk, I obviously wanted to try the garments. They looked amazing, and being brutally honest, they're some of the best kind of sportswear kit I've ever had. I wear it all the time, and so it was a no-brainer that I was gonna go to Steph at Flyhawk first and foremost to get some attire for my academies. And she's really helped me, like with the brand, with my logo, and just the garments that she's come up with are lovely, and I've already had interest from loads of players asking, can we buy them? So, yeah, it's great to have her on board, and I appreciate the work she's done. And I think Flyhawk, like, obviously it's getting bigger, because I think everyone just sees a lot of it now. Performance clubs are starting to obviously have Flyhawk kit. And yeah, I wouldn't use anybody else, because I think it's great.
I hope you didn't pay ad agency prices for calling it AIM and me a backwards mind. You just see me coin for that.
I must admit, lots of people have said, oh, how clever. And I think, well, it was, my name's only three letters the other way around. But, and some people say, oh, why AIM? And I think, oh, But they haven't got it yet. So think about it. But yeah, that was definitely a team effort. I always, like, for a couple of years, I've wanted to do AIM because obviously for obvious reasons. So yeah, between Steph and I, it was a big team effort.
Oh, good, good. Aside from that, obviously Bath are going to be looking different next season. Kim and Rich announcing their retirement. What do you make on that?
I mean, I'm obviously very close with both of them and a lot of players in the Bath camp. So it came as no surprise to me. They're both coming towards the end of their careers and want to look at, I guess, different aspects of their life. But yeah, they've been kind of part of the furniture as I was for a long, long time. So I was glad I was at the game to see them play in their last one. And obviously with Anna Stembridge as well, kind of they've been more family to me over the last 12, 13, 14 years. So yeah, but obviously a new chapter in Asha Francis, which I think she'll be great. Like very technical. She's got a passion for Team Bath and knows the franchise well. But yeah, it'll be really interesting to see who they sign for the upcoming season with the people departing. But Bath are always there and thereabouts, kind of with the top four. And I'm sure that'll be no different come the next couple of seasons with Asha at the helm.
Realistically as well, how soon does it hit you that you're no longer part of the training and the games on a weekly basis?
It's hard. I must admit, when I decided to step away from the game, I found I missed the competition. The commitment for us playing for a Super League franchise is massive. Everyone knows that. You're kind of 6-7 sessions a week, whether that's in the evenings, in the mornings, on top of a full-time or a part-time job. It's difficult. And I think that bit, when that's not in your life anymore, you kind of breathe a sigh of relief and think that's some extra time I've got in my week. And that's nice. But when it comes to matches, competitions, the people, that's what I found most difficult. And I think most people do, is the environment you missed and that you've had for kind of half your life just suddenly isn't there anymore. So admittedly, I found that difficult to begin with. And just going to watch was difficult, because especially when you think you can still do it, like my body felt fine, but I just couldn't commit to the franchise. So I mean, I'm never saying never. I know I haven't announced my retirement yet, but
good.
Part of me still thinks, could I? And some days I think I can do it, let's do it, and other days I think the commitment's too much. And I do, now with these kind of setting up my own academy, I don't know, but like I say, I'm never saying never, and we'll see what the future holds.
You'll obviously still be keeping an eye on the league, mind.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm still very much invested in it. And now starting my own academies, I would like my athletes, like, they're striving to play for Super League franchises. So I'll do everything I can to push them that way. And that doesn't have to be for Team Bath. That can be for anybody, obviously. But I just want to kind of put athletes in the best situation they can be in for them to achieve their goals and dreams, as I did when I was that age.
It wouldn't be daft to me to ask you about Thunder's crazy run. Maybe not crazy for them, but they've just been non-stop this season.
I obviously love football and I've watched a lot of it, and I compare them to Man City. I mean, I think they were down against Pulse the other day, but I had no kind of hesitation in saying they were still going to win the game. And I guess Man City on the last day of the season, after Villa went 2-0 up, I thought they're going to come back and win still, because that's the ethos they have, the championship team they are. And so, in all honesty, I think it's going to be tough to beat Thunder. And even if they go down, they showed last week that they can still come back, because, well, yeah, they are a championship side. So, yeah, I think I'm not sure who can beat them. You never know on a semi-final or final day, they'll be pushed. But, yeah, their run at the minute is incredible, and they're a great team.
Really nice. Bath made top four as well, which is good to see. More info on AIM Netball, how can you find out? On Twitter, maybe?
Instagram, Twitter, kind of follow AIM Netball Academy. Everything goes out on there, all details you need to know, with an email address if you'd like to know more information. But yeah, it's summer schedule is obviously out, and then come the middle of August, that's when athletes can trial for the actual academy, which will start in September, which just, I'd like to point out, isn't replacing a club. My academy is not a club. It's just an extra opportunity for people to come and train once a week, maybe twice a week, to improve their game, put them in good stead for maybe when they want to push on with their netball. So summer sessions are very much for anybody. There's different sessions you can come to in terms of your ability. But come September, it's only performance sessions. But you have to be nominated by a coach or scouted. I go to a lot of tournaments at the minute where I'm picking up players, inviting them to trial. So yeah, it's really down to the athlete. And like I say, they can play club, they can come to me and then trial for a franchise or a hub. So yeah, I just want to give every player an opportunity, mainly because I think too many people are told when they're 13, 14, 15 years old, they don't get in to an academy or to a franchise and they think that's it. And from personal experience, I went to university at 18 years old and got picked up then. I never played any England youth stuff, was in a county, but that was it really. And so I think you can still make it, even if you get told at a young age that you're not good enough. I just think hard work comes into it a lot. And that's what I did. Get your head down, go to extra sessions and see what happens. And you can still achieve what you want to achieve.
Can we send you an email?
Yeah, please do. aimnetballacademy@gmail.com if there's any questions or queries. But like I said, Instagram and Twitter is the best places to get all the information. Give me a follow. And yeah, just lots coming up. It's exciting times at the Netball Academy. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled.
It really sounds it. And next time you get a batch of t-shirts done, Mia, you know where to send one.
I will. Don't you worry. You're on my list.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.